from your phone. Download Arvest Go from your app store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.
Do you love music? Think you want to write music? Then ASU Mountain Home Songwriting Workshop with Nashville hit singer and songwriter Bobby Tomberlin is for you. February 20th at 9 a.m., Bobby will go through the business of songwriting, what goes into making the music and being recorded. Cost is $75. Register today. Just go to asumh.edu services community education. So you want to be a songwriter with Bobby Tomberlin in the shed at the ASU Mountain Home campus, Tuesday, February 20th.
Back at Badger Sports Arena as we're getting ready to tip this game off between Mountain Home and Beebe. This is the girls' game first between the Lady Bombers and Lady Badgers. Anna Grace Foreman is waiting to jump center for Mountain Home. Now Beebe comes out onto the floor after getting their last-second instructions from head coach Greg Ritchie and also assistant coach Tanya May. Katie Turner will be the one trying to win the tip for Beebe. And we are about ready to get underway. This ball is up in the air, and the tip is controlled by the Lady Badgers. They'll be moving left to right in this first half. Here's Henley with the ball. She gives it up top to Turner. Mountain Home starting off in a man-to-man. Ball goes over on the left wing to Henley. Now down on a low block to Hill. She drills out to the corner. Now ball goes up to Henley. She has it between the circles. Drills toward the left side. Gives it there on the wing to Ritchie. She'll throw it up top to Gamble. But the pass down in the paint was knocked away. Ball's loose. Beebe had it for a moment. The ball was knocked away again. Last touch by Mountain Home as it goes out of bounds. And Beebe will keep possession as we are 31 seconds into this contest. Henley will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Throws it on the low block to Turner. And she tries to go up with a shot and is fouled in the process. So she'll head to the line for a pair of free throws. Peyton Husky picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one here in the first half against the Lady Bombers. So two-shot opportunity for Katie Turner and a chance to put Beebe on the board first. And the first shot is up and in. One more free throw for Turner, and she gets both. So Beebe starts off with a 2-0 lead, 7:27 left in this opening quarter. Walker will take the inbound pass from Pfeiffer and walk it into the front court. Beebe is going to start off in half-court man. Walker throws her on the left side to Foreman, throws it back there to Walker on the wing. She's tried to lob it to Foreman, who was going in down to the paint. Pass was well short, and Turner came up with the steal. Beebe back the other way. Turner going down into the lane for the layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Walker. She's back the other way for the Lady Bombers. Walker quickly into the front court, throws to Pfeiffer on the left wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Scramble for the rebound, and it looks like a foul is going to be called on the rebound. I think they're going to get Anna Grace Foreman with that foul. That is her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Bombers here in this first half. 6:54 left in the opening quarter. Beebe with the ball leading 2-0. Here is Henley into the front court. She drills to the left wing. Throws it up top to Hill. Over on the left side to Gamble. Down in the corner it goes now. Couldn't tell who that is, but now ball goes back up top to Turner. Over on the right wing it goes to Hill. Hill drills toward the corner. Throws it down on a low block to Gamble. Ball goes now into the left corner. That's Turner going towards the lane. Throws it to Gamble. And now Turner's going to be called for the charge. Katie Turner picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number one against BB here in this first half. 6:24 left as the Mountain Home gets the ball back, looking to get on the board. It's a Lady Badger 2-0 lead. Walker into the front court, throws it to Pfeiffer on the right wing. Gives it to Foreman near the free throw line. Now down to Walker in the right corner. Walker dribbles out toward the wing, gives it there to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer dribbles out between the circles, throws over to Walker on the right side. Walker will give it to Tabor at the top. Tries a lob pass to Mally Tabor, well out of her range. It goes out of bounds, and Beebe's going to get it back on the turnover with 5:58 left in the opening period. Henley will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Badgers. Throws it, gives it on the left side to Ritchie. Now ball goes over on the left wing to Gamble. Gamble throws it up top to Henley. Now ball goes over on the left side to Hill. Right side to Hill. Now ball is over on the left wing with Henley. Henley will dribble toward the top, gives it to Gamble. Now Ritchie has it on the right side up top to Turner. She'll throw it to Hill. Now ball goes over on the right side to Henley. Well, BB's not wasting any time with their players throwing the ball around. Well, that pass was knocked away, though, into the paint. Almost stolen by Mount Home, but BB does keep possession. 5:15 left in the first quarter. Henley with it. Throws it to Turner between the circles. Over on the right side now goes to Gamble. Down on the low block to Hill. She goes up for the layup. No good. Foreman gets the rebound, and back come the Lady Bombers. Husky into the front court. She drills to the right side. Throws up top to Foreman. Over on the left wing to Pfeiffer. Now ball goes up top to Tabor. She dribbles toward the right side. Finds Walker going towards the paint. Now kicks it to Foreman in the lane. Her jumper is up and in. Anna Grace Foreman with her first 2 points of the night. And we're tied up at two apiece. A little over 4.5 minutes left in this first quarter. Here is Hill throwing it over on the right wing to Ritchie. Up top now goes to Henley. Down to Turner in the paint. She's going in down under the basket for the layup. Off the glass and in. Katie Turner with all four of the Lady Badgers points. It's a 4-2 BB lead. 4:20 left in the first quarter. Walker into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Has it between the circles. Now dribbles toward the right wing. Gives it there to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer takes the screen from Tabor, dribbles up top, gives it there to Foreman. Over to Walker on the left side. Walker takes the screen. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. It will go no good off the top of the backboard, and that will be an out-of-bounds call. So BB will get it back with 3:58 left in this opening period. Again, it's a 4-2 Lady Badger lead. Mount Home going with the zone press now, and BB's able to break it. Here is Turner going down towards the lane, pulling up just outside the lane for the jumper. Good. All six of BB's points belong to Katie Turner. 6-2, Lady Badgers lead it. Here is Husky with the ball on the left wing. Takes the screen from Foreman. Now dribbling into the lane, going up for the layup. Her basket's going to count, and she's going to draw the foul. They're going to give that foul to Abby Henley. That's her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Badgers. So Peyton Husky at the line to try to convert the old-fashioned three, and she does. BB with the lead, 6-5, a little over 3.5 minutes left in this first quarter. Henley has the ball between the circles. She'll throw it over on the left side to Hill, and she's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Libby Hill with her first 3 points of the night, 9-5, BB on top, 3:14 left in the first quarter. Walker into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Throws it to Pfeiffer on the left side. She's going to quickly pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound controlled by Ritchie for the Lady Badgers. Hill into the front court for BB. Finds Turner just outside the paint. Now she's going into the lane for the layup off the glass and in. Katie Turner already with 8 points. And looks like Dell Leonard is seeing enough. He wants a timeout. 2:53 left to play in the first quarter. It is BB leading Mountain Home 11-5. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Mount Home taking their first time out as BB took the lead 11-5 on that layup by Katie Turner. Here is Husky and throwing it to Walker. Looks like BB switched to a trap zone defense. Ball goes to Foreman. Now into the right corner to Pfeiffer. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. And the rebound controlled by Gamble. And back comes BB. Here's Henley into the front court. She throws it to Ritchie, who's going into the lane for the layup. No good, but she draws contact and will head to the free throw line. They're going to get Mally Tabor with her first personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Bombers. So it's a two-shot opportunity for Mariana Ritchie. First one goes up and in. Emma Martin coming into the game for the Lady Bombers as she replaces Mally Tabor. Ritchie's second free throw is up and in as well. And BB just had a sub as well. Jacoby Williams just checked in. And I believe she replaced Libby Hill. It's 13-5, BB on top. 2:17 left to play in the first quarter. Husky has the ball on the right wing, takes a screen from Martin, dribbles towards the free throw line, gives it to Foreman. Over on the left side to Walker. Walker will dribble up toward the top, throws it to Martin. Over on the right side to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer takes the screen, now gives it up top to Foreman. Over to Husky on the left wing. She'll take the screen from Foreman. They'll throw it up top to Martin. Over to Walker on the right wing. Dribbles towards the paint, now kicks up top to Foreman. Foreman drills to the left, toward the left side, now throws it up top to Martin. Martin will give it on the right wing to Husky. She is dribbling towards the paint, kicks up top to Foreman. 1:40 left in the first quarter. Walker has it on the left wing now. Now she's going to dribble up between the circles. It is a man-to-man defense right now for the Lady Badgers. Walker is still with the ball. Ball goes to Foreman now. Back up top to Walker. Over to Pfeiffer now on the left side. Tries the lob pass to Foreman. And the ball is knocked away. Last touch by BB, so Mountain Home will keep possession as it goes out of bounds. 1:18 left in this first quarter. Checking in now for the Lady Badgers is Riley Bridges as she replaces Katie Turner. Bridges, a 6-foot sophomore. By the way, Jacoby Williams is a 5'6 senior. Walker will trigger the inbound pass. I'm sorry, that's Husky that's on the baseline. She throws it into Walker. Now, almost pass to Pfeiffer is almost knocked away, but Pfeiffer keeps possession. She has the ball on the left side. Now dribbles up between the circles. Throws it to Foreman near the right elbow. Gives it to Martin, who dribbles towards the right corner. Now throws it to Walker up near the top. Walker will dribble toward the right left wing, that is. Gives it to Husky on the wing. Husky dribbles towards the free throw line. Throws it to Foreman. Now ball goes over to Pfeiffer on the right side. And she's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Goes over the backboard and out of bounds. And the Mountain Home, I'm sorry, the BB will get it back with 40.7 seconds left. Libby Hill checking back into the game for the Lady Badgers as she replaces Mariana Ritchie. 40.7 seconds left. It is an 8-point BB lead. 13-5 is our score. Henley will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Badgers. Drill sort of lights toward the left side, gives it there to Hill. Now ball goes over on the wing. Now up top to Henley, over on the left side, I'm sorry, right side to Williams. Williams will give it up top to Hill. Over on the left wing, now it goes to Henley. Henley will throw it to Gamble. Now to Hill, back up to Williams. Once again with Hill, she has it between the circles, throws it over on the left wing to Gamble. She drills toward the elbow, throws up top to Williams, who's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Jacoby Williams with her first 3 points of the night, and that's the end of this first quarter. Well, after 8 minutes of play, our score, BB leading Mountain Home 16-5. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art